Some conservationists worry Asian carp may someday enter the Great Lakes by simply hitching a ride. These critics say leaky ships passing through the electric barrier could hold carp eggs inside their ballast tanks and deposit them on the other side. But local officials say that scenario is unlikely. Steve Stewey is with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. He says Asian carp eggs need turbulent water, and if they do find their way into rusty ballast tanks,
they will probably be dead because they've settled out into the bottom of the hull, and they've either suffocated or they're down there and mixed in with all the iron oxidate. So they sink. They have to float.
The research on egg viability is still sketchy, but a federal study of the issue may settle the question once and for all early this summer, just as the Asian carp begin to spawn. For the GLRC, I'm Sean Ali.